I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. We continue with winter championship news today, beginning with wrestling. In Division I, the city of Cleveland hosted 3 days of high drama competition and record-setting crowds for the championship meet. Daily battles for the team points lead focused on Big Ten powerhouse programs Penn State and Ohio State. In the end, the Nittany Lions took home their third consecutive team trophy and their seventh in 8 years. Of the 10 individual D1 titles, 4 were claimed by Penn State student-athletes. South Dakota State, Cornell, Ohio State, Arizona State, Iowa, and North Carolina State each claimed 1 individual title. This year's championship set attendance records both for the final night session with just under 20,000 on hand and for the 6th session total with 113,743 attending. In Division II wrestling, the title went to St. Cloud State from Minnesota for the third time in 4 years, but much of the attention was on Wisconsin Parkside senior Nick Becker. The 174-pounder was named the tournament's outstanding wrestler after winning his third national title that capped a perfect 89-0 collegiate career. And in D3, another dominating performance by Wartburg College from Iowa as they secured their 7th team title in the past 8 years. More winter title news coming up on This Week in the NCAA. Two more NCAA titles are in the books, including the National Collegiate Trophy in Rifle. Claiming their second title in the sport, the Kentucky Wildcats totaled up 4,717 points, finishing just 9 points ahead of the University of West Virginia, last year's champions. And finally, in skiing, the University of Denver Pioneers brought home the team hardware for the third time in 5 years. It's their 24th team trophy in the sport. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.